Florida ranks third in the nation in calls to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. More than 1,000 people in Florida reported trafficking crimes in 2012, but law enforcement officials fear the actual number of trafficking cases could be much higher. Human rights lawyer Terry Coonan says it's probably because real trafficking crimes aren't as visible as what we see in some Hollywood movies.
Nationwide, they estimate, you know, maybe about 18,000 people annually are brought in for human trafficking, and it's rarely kidnapping. That kind of scenario that we see in movies like Taken with Liam Neeson, we hardly ever see.
All right, listen to me. Go to the next bedroom, under the bed.
Tell me when you're there.
Now, the next part is very important. They're going to take you.
Hollywood theatrics aside, human trafficking is a dramatic crime. And according to the Syracuse research firm Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, or TRAC, prosecutions of trafficking cases have seen an equally dramatic increase in recent years, about fourfold. But TRAC's co-director, David Burnham, says those numbers stem from a very specific type of human trafficking.
The study we put up looked at prosecutions under a law specifically passed by Congress to deal with trafficking. And under that law, the federal government, the prosecutions by the federal government have gone up very sharply.
The federal law Burnham used in the study deals with sex trafficking and was passed in 2000. But Terry Coonan says other forms of trafficking are far more common in the Sunshine State.
Now, here in Florida, though, we do believe that we probably have more labor trafficking victims than we do in sex trafficking.
Human rights advocates and law enforcement officials agree. Tracking cases in the state is close to impossible because the crime takes so many forms. And that's reflected by the wide range of statistics that exist. Only a small fraction of all trafficking reports, sex or labor, make it to a courtroom. And not all prosecutions end in convictions for trafficking crimes. And Giselle Rodriguez, spokeswoman for the Florida Coalition Against Human Trafficking, says there's no central database for human trafficking statistics because local and state agencies don't always communicate with one another.
Our agency has tried to obtain information on how many cases have been found throughout the state, and it's been very hard to try and compile that information. So at this point, like I said, we really just do not have any accurate information on what is actually happening within the state of Florida.
But state officials say that is changing. With the passage of the Florida Safe Harbor Act about a year and a half ago and the consolidation of the state's human trafficking statutes, law enforcement has a much more effective investigative toolkit. Florida Attorney General's Office spokeswoman Jen Meal says her office is also pushing for more interagency cooperation.
So Attorney General Bondi has worked with the business community, law enforcement, and state lawmakers to approach this from an all-hands-on-deck perspective.
State officials say it's that perspective that's leading to more prosecutions, and there is one statistic that backs that up. The same research that shows the Sunshine State third in trafficking cases also rates it in the top five when it comes to addressing the problem. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.